Welcome to the Introvert Dear Podcast, the show devoted to helping introverts live more peaceful, meaningful lives. We are here to remind you that you don't have to be an extrovert to be happy. Now, here are your hosts, Jen Graneman and Bo Miller.
An interview can feel like small talk on steroids for introverts. Only the stakes are raised as you need to put your best foot forward because a job you want is on the line. The thought's enough to give you sweaty palms and a queasy stomach. What's an introvert to do? Today, we're talking with Amanda Glover about how to nail the job interview. As a journalist at heart, Amanda combines her love for writing and business to help introverts create compelling resumes and interview stories. As an introvert who discovered personal acceptance late in life, she founded Rising Introverts to help introverts nail the job interview and generate greater confidence in their everyday lives. We're looking forward to this interview, so let's get to it. Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bo. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, we're really excited to have you here. How did you get started coaching other introverts?
Well, really, the interview process was so difficult for me. It was such a nerve-wracking experience. I just always felt so shy and didn't really know what to say. But I noticed the more I practiced, the easier it became. So when the roles were reversed and I ended up being an interviewer, I noticed that introverts struggled the same way that I had before, and they seemed to find it difficult to feel really good about their resumes and their experience before the interview even started. So I started volunteering at a local nonprofit that helped women get back into the job market, and I started sharing some of the tactics that really helped me to see if it would help other people too.
Oh, I love that. And what was the nonprofit that you're working with?
It's called Women Helping Women. It was mainly geared toward women that were out of the job market for a while and really needed help getting back on their feet and getting back into the interview game.
I can certainly relate to that feeling of being incredibly nervous before an interview. And I think it's not, I mean, I do struggle with some anxiety in my life, but it's also, I would say, a pretty common introvert problem. I've had some job interviews that just felt like a total blur, like almost an out-of-body experience because I'm so nervous. And you get out and you're like, what the heck just happened?
Yes.
I said some okay words. What about you, Bo? I know you're a teacher as your day job, and it can be a pretty extensive interview process for teachers.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was picturing in my head, just that I think we had at least three interviews to get the job, and there was a writing sample or something like that. And I think that's one piece I remember just sitting there and writing. And normally I like to write, but I was writing under pressure, and I think I spent forever on it, and I wasn't even happy with the final result. And then when I was talking to people, for the most part, it just didn't feel natural. Like, I was probably overly verbose, and it's just hard to relax. That's what I remember most about it. So yes, I can 100% relate.
I remember one of my teaching interviews was a panel interview. So first I had to give a lesson to a group of students, and then there was a panel of teachers in the classroom watching me. And then I thought, okay, you know, that horrible part is over. So they moved me to the interview room, and then it wasn't over. The horror continued.
Oh,
there were still about seven other people in the room who were asking me questions all at once. And I was just like, I am not putting my best foot forward here. I believe I'm a good teacher, but this is just so overwhelming to have many people staring at me and asking me questions.
Amanda, do you have any stories that come to mind when you think of your own interview challenges?
I do. I remember in one interview, somebody just kept asking me the same question over and over and over in a different way.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't understand even how the question related to the job itself. And I started getting really frustrated, and I just continued to frame up the answer in a different context with other examples. And I ended up actually getting that job. And the man that interviewed me and asked me all these questions and just kept peppering the same question over and over, he kind of came up to me after the fact and said, yeah, that's why I liked you, because I kept giving you a really hard time and I wanted to see what you were going to do about it. And you kept giving me a really thoughtful answer. So that's why we hired you.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's great.
So, Amanda, this is probably a perfect time to ask this question. What are the big obstacles that many introverts run into when interviewing for jobs? We've named a few already.
Yeah, definitely. I think the number one or one of them is speaking on command, just not really knowing what you're going to be asked and then having to come up with an immediate answer. And then I think a huge one that we've kind of touched on already is engaging in that small talk. You know, it's inevitable in an interview that when you meet your interviewer, they're going to start asking you how your day is going, or you're going to have that awkward walk from the lobby to your interview space. And it really becomes this opportunity to connect to your interviewer and really try to build a relationship to make the whole interview more comfortable for yourself. And so one of the things that I recommend for this particular obstacle is actually preparing the small talk that you would want to engage in as part of the interview process. Mm. So, like, as an example, you know, if the office was super easy for you to find, you know, let them know. Or if they have really cool looking office decor, comment on how they've laid out the lobby or what you like about it. You know, feel free to ask them questions about how their day is going or how long they've worked at the company, just to start showing an interest in your interviewer. Mm. And I found writing those down and just having them top of mind was very helpful walking into that situation, and because it came out much more naturally than if I was just relying on something to pop into my head.
Oh, I love that. And I can totally 100% relate to that, that idea that when you build a relationship with someone, it, the conversation flows so much more easily. And I was just thinking, you know, the people that are interviewing you, they're probably going to have to work with you. And ultimately, they want to know you're competent, but they also want to know that you're, you know, halfway decent to be around, hopefully an enjoyable person to relate to and work with. So if you can show them that up front, that's such great advice. I love that. And Jen, the comment that Amanda made about, you know, answering these on-demand questions reminded me about your book again. Hey, what's the research say about introverts and bringing up information, you know, on the moment?
Yeah, it can be really tough for introverts to do that because Dr. Marty Olson-Laney thinks that introverts rely more on long-term memory than short-term memory. So that means we need to reach back into long-term memory to pull out the information that we need. If you heard that pause right there in my speech just now, that was a perfect
example.
I've explained this. Right, I've explained this. I don't know how many times, but I was like, pause, wait for the words to reach my mouth.
Yep.
But anyways, it's harder to reach back into long-term memory. As the name suggests, it takes more time. Whereas extroverts rely more on active memory, or what's sometimes called short-term memory. So it's more like they have the words on the tip of their tongue. Mm. And Amanda, I just want to say that awkward walk when you're like waiting in the and like the entry room, and then they take you back to the interview room. That is so on point. And it's funny because a lot of times in my interviews, I'll focus on preparing answers to questions that I think they'll ask me, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years and things like that. But then that moment, that walk comes up, and it just can be this moment where I just feel like burned to the ground because I didn't even think about that moment. And all of a sudden things are about to start, and here I'm walking with a stranger, and you know, there's not a lot you can say in that moment, but like it's expected that you talk a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that can totally throw me. So I love that idea of actually thinking through the kind of small talk that you're going to make in that moment. That's gold.
Yeah. Great advice. So what's some bad advice you hear people giving introverts, Amanda?
Honestly, I think some of the worst advice is really what introverts can end up telling themselves. I mean, so often we're told to speak up more, or you need to be more outgoing, or, oh, you should have more friends. And sometimes that can put you in this headspace where, as an introvert, you compare yourself with other more extroverted people. And really, when it comes to job interviews, we think if we're qualified for the job, we should just be able to give an A-plus interview answer at any time. You know, why should we have to do a lot of preparation? And it's not a weakness to feel the need to prepare. And being qualified for a job and being able to give a strong interview answer off the cuff, those two things aren't directly related to one another. Mm. You know, you don't want your interviewer to think that you don't have the capability to do the job because you're struggling to find out an answer to an interview question. It's okay to prepare, and in time, that's going to make you a great interviewer.
Yeah, I really like that. And that reminds me of some research that says that introverts have a strength of being good at preparing. So why not lean into that? Just because your strength isn't necessarily in the moment, or maybe not most of them are in the moment, doesn't mean you shouldn't take advantage of them to give your best presentation or to put your best foot forward.
So exactly. Speaking of strengths,
and you'll feel confident walking in.
Yes. So speaking of strengths, Amanda, what are some more strengths that introverts bring to the interview process? Because as Beau mentioned, we do have some.
We definitely do. And I think one thing that I've noticed that introverts can really do is they're often a lot more grounded with their energy. You know, they can be very calming. They can even help more of a high energy interviewer feel a little bit more at ease. You know, as introverts, they're very methodical, even with the way they answer questions. They're great listeners. You know, so many people walk into an interview so nervous that they're not really even listening or absorbing what's going on. But, you know, as an introvert, if you're able to kind of keep calm, you're going to do a great job listening, and you're going to be able to ask really thoughtful questions. And I think one thing to highlight about asking thoughtful questions is really that's part of the interview, too. They're really looking at you to say, what kind of questions do you have for me? And if you're stepping forward with really thoughtful questions for the company, it really shows your thought process and the value that you could bring to their business through the job that you're interviewing for.
I love that one. Just the idea of asking good questions, because that too shows that you're a good listener and that you're in the moment, and you're not so tuned into yourself that you're not thinking about how to help the company out as well. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah. And I think it shows genuine interest too. I've had to sit through a few interviews on the other side of them myself. And I can tell you that the people who got to the end of it and just were like, nope, I don't have any questions. You know, it kind of left everybody thinking like, well, aren't you curious about something? You know, you might spend years at this company, years with us, years doing this job. So, you know, is there something you're wondering about? And I think you're exactly right, Amanda, that introverts can really think deeply about those things and come up with some impressive questions to ask.
Great point.
Yeah, definitely.
And as a side note, I think I remember my job interview. I didn't have any questions for them. And I ended up getting the job. So if you can't think of any questions, just an encouragement to you. It can still work
out
okay.
Always some exceptions.
Yep. So getting down to the nitty gritty, or to the core of what we're talking about today, Amanda, as an expert, can you walk us through some of the steps, tips, suggestions that you give introverts as they approach and work through the job interview process?
Definitely. So really at the core, the key foundation to any interview prep is really simple, and it's preparing, doing the research, and practicing. And I know it sounds really basic, but one of the best examples that I can share with you of why preparing, researching, and practicing is really that foundational piece is really related to the Olympics. So I really enjoy watching the Olympics, and I remember watching the Summer Olympics last time it was on. And I noticed how calm all the athletes were right before a big race and even immediately following that race. And whenever they were interviewed and they were asked about, you know, how do they feel? You know, are they nervous? What's going through their mind? Their response was always the same. They had a game plan. They deeply studied it. They practiced it over and over until it was automatic to them. And so on that day, you know, to me, I'm just a normal person. I'm thinking, wow, what pressure. You have to perform and do this amazing thing in front of the whole world. Everybody's watching you. But to them, all they have to do is just implement their game plan. So a lot of what I cover is, you know, there is this high importance around creating your own personal game plan. And that's where it just becomes automatic. And when you come into the interview itself, you know, the answers to all the key questions just really flow. And I know, Jen, you had mentioned that you write out all of the, you know, different questions that you could be asked. And that's one of the number one keys to preparing is, you know, writing out the top 10 interview questions and then creating your own personal story to answer that question. And, you know, it's only 1 or 2, you know, minutes long, but really focusing on how you would answer and approach each question and giving a thoughtful answer. And a big piece here too is also preparing for answers that are very uncomfortable for you. So I've noticed as an introvert, you know, questions like, tell me about yourself, or, hey, why should I hire you over some other very qualified candidate? Tell me about your strengths. These can be really cringeworthy questions for introverts. And I even noticed in my own preparation that I would avoid preparing them. And I had to catch myself and say, wait a second, you need to write out those questions more than anything else. Mm. Because you will have to talk about yourself. You will have to tell them what your strengths are and how you win in this position. And you can't do that if you're not even, you know, willing to write these things down and really prepare and practice and say them out loud before the interview.
That's great advice. And I'll add that when I had to do promotion of my book, The Secret Lives of Introverts, I was asked to go on different podcasts or radio programs or give other interviews. And it was as nerve-wracking as a job interview, maybe even a little bit more. So I use the same tactic of writing out my answers to questions. Sometimes I even requested that the interviewer would send me the questions in advance. Mm-hmm. And that really helped. And I have to say that I've had to do that a lot now. And over time, it's become more natural to me. And I don't have to do that as much anymore. I still have to do some advanced thinking and preparation when I do an interview. But I don't know, just somehow over the years, the act of doing it, you sort of get to the point where it is a little less nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great anecdote. And I was just hearing you talk through the Olympic example. Like, it just made complete sense. I mean, I was relaxing thinking about it. Every time I've ever had to give a speech, for example, which is often a nerve-wracking experience, the more I've practiced and prepared it and gone through the steps, the less stressed I've felt. I mean, there's always been just a tiny bit of anxiety in any circumstance when you're in front of people, especially people you don't know. But just the more you rehearse something, you know, the words are going to come to your mind so much more quickly, and you feel like it's something that you've done over and over again. So just great advice there.
So this is something that is always a sticking point for me when I'm interviewing for a job, and that's the salary negotiation, right? So maybe you get through the interview and they make an offer, or, you know, maybe even it's before the offer, but it feels so awkward to me to talk about that salary. And, you know, all the conventional advice says, like, you know, ask for more, you know, they're going to kind of undercut you. So Amanda, how would you recommend that introverts manage that tricky salary negotiation?
So that's just another area where preparation is really helpful. So I recently switched jobs, and just like you, Jen, I've always feared that salary negotiation portion of it. Like, I would even go into early interviews thinking, I hope they don't ask me my salary range today. I don't know what I'm going to say. So this time around, I did a lot of upfront research. I looked at salary.com or LinkedIn salary, and I had like about 5 different sources of information that really showed what the salary range for the position is in my local area. And then I also prepped exactly what my experience was related to the position so that I could rank myself between the range of, you know, the low end salary and high end salary, and then really articulate my thought process and how I pulled together the research and then why I believed that I fell into that particular salary bucket. So I actually had a formal presentation. It wasn't long. It was only 2 or 3 slides that highlighted this data. And I actually I sent it to the recruiter and asked if it would be okay that we read through the information together so she could understand how I came up to my recommendation. And she was really surprised, but pleasantly surprised. I don't think most people would prepare that information. And I also had prepared, I looked at their benefits and their salary compared to my old company. And I found some areas where they had less vacation days or their medical benefits were a little more expensive. And it created these tactics that I could use to help negotiate the salary upward if, you know, I felt like the salary wasn't coming in at my expectation level. And I even had a cheat sheet that I created that I didn't share with her, but it gave me talking points. Like if they came back with an offer I wanted to negotiate, what phrases could I say that weren't offensive? You know, sometimes you're uncomfortable. You don't want to say that offer doesn't work, but you want to be able to open up the conversation very positively and continue the conversation in the right direction. So I use the cheat sheet like crazy. I use that presentation like crazy and ended up in a really good place in terms of salary at the end of the conversation.
That was smart to even have the phrases written out ahead of time to communicate that you weren't happy with the salary, but to do it in a positive way. I think that's a great idea. So
I think that's too where a lot of people get hung up. You know, if they're like, oh, I don't know what to say next, you know? And so that was specifically why I even had that cheat sheet.
Yeah, that's a super idea. You know, something else that can kind of weigh us down is a negative mental loop that we carry into the interview. And you've already alluded to this a bit, but what if it's still there? What steps can you take to change a negative thoughts before an interview so that you're ready to give your best effort?
You know, a lot of times, you know, we feel so anxious ahead of an interview. We're thinking, oh my gosh, I absolutely have to get this job. I don't know what's going to happen if I don't get this job. What if I fail in the interview process? It can spiral out of control, really. And so I try to turn these anxious phrases that pop into our heads into opportunity phrases. So instead of like, oh my gosh, I absolutely have to get this job, I tell myself things like, I'm interviewing to see if this job is even right for me, you know, so it takes that pressure off. Or if you're interviewing and you answer a question, you didn't think the answer came out too great. In your mind, it's so easy to go, oh my gosh, now they're not going to hire me. And it's like, look, one, I'll replace that with, you know, one answer may not be the deciding factor. Keep going. And so it's like being aware of like the things that pop into your head that make you really nervous and anxious and rephrasing it in a way that takes the pressure off.
Oh, that's brilliant. Not just for interviews, but for everything.
Yeah.
I love that.
And we actually just did a conversation. I think it was our last episode, Jen, about anxiety and some tactics for wrestling through it. And it would definitely apply to this situation. So if you haven't listened into that, but I love those suggestions, Amanda, they're spot on.
Thank you.
So another problem that I've always run into is selling myself. It doesn't feel natural. I hate tooting my own horn, as they say. I just don't feel comfortable bragging about myself. I'd rather brag about someone else than talk about myself. So, Amanda, how can selling yourself become more natural for introverts? What can we do?
So the one example that comes to mind is, you know, I guess the question for you, Jen and Bo, is have you ever had that quiet friend who doesn't really talk too much, but then you hit on a specific topic or hobby that they love and suddenly they can just kind of talk forever?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel that way about myself on a lot of levels.
I was going to say, I can relate to that personally.
Yeah, like I have a friend, if I mention anything about anime, all of a sudden she opens up like crazy and we'll talk my ear off for hours. Not suggesting you do that in an interview, but what I'm saying is, really what that is that's your passion talking. Mm-hmm. So it's anything that gets you fired up and excited. It's all of a sudden very natural for you to express that. Even as an introvert, passion will help you kind of open the floodgates a little bit. And one of the key pieces of preparing for an interview is the research portion of it. So you definitely, you know, need to look into the company and understand, you know, what they're all about. How do they market themselves? What products do they make? You know, where do they position themselves in the marketplace? But really, it's not just the research about the company. You've also got to think to yourself, what excites me about all of the things that they're doing? What excites me about what they've written in the job description that I'm interviewing for? You know, what work are they doing that's just really interesting that you want to learn and know more about? And try to look at it through that lens in your research so that you can feel more passionate about the company. You can walk in the door knowing exactly what it is that you want to learn from them and what you believe you can bring to the table. And I think taking a strengths assessment test before an interview is really helpful, because I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes I'm thinking, oh, what am I good at? I don't know. Like, my head just gets kind of foggy. Like, I'm not really sure. But if you take a strengths assessment and it highlights where you're really good, then all of a sudden it's like, hey, yeah, I have an example of how I utilize that strength at a previous company, or, you know, how this really helped in my schoolwork, or all of a sudden the examples come and you can feel really passionate and strongly about the areas where you've done really well by going through the strengths assessment and then also doing that research about the company and really tapping into what you love about the position that you're interviewing for.
Do you recommend Strength Finders or do you use anything else?
I have used Strengths Finder and I do highly recommend it. You do have to pay for the book to get that, but that was a really thoughtful assessment and it gave you 5 core strengths that are really valuable that are easy to take and apply to telling your interview stories. And there are a few also online that are free, and I've noticed that the information and data is quite similar. Even a free online assessment is still really helpful. There's a company called Good & Co, and they do a strengths assessment of you, but what's really cool is then they'll apply it to other companies. So they'll look at companies like Apple or Google and Amazon, and they'll start to see like, oh, you are more of a process-oriented person. Well, these other companies are more process oriented, so you'll be a strong fit there. And what's interesting about that is it makes you think about, oh, okay, so based on my strengths assessment here, these are the types of attributes I should be looking for in a company to make sure I'm a good fit for the company and that I'd be happy there.
Very cool. Well, in addition to knowing your strengths and finding something you're passionate about, are there any support materials you'd recommend that our listener take to an interview?
Like your anime collection.
Definitely. Yeah.
Hey, depending on the job, you never know. Your anime collection might come in handy. Yeah.
There's a job where that would fly and that would work and they would hire you for it.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think people might feel a little bit nervous about is actually having notes with you when you interview. I'm a big proponent of that, because even though you've done a lot of prep work, you've studied your interview questions, you've even run it through, said it out loud, had people quiz you on them, you're pretty well prepared. But it's also really helpful to feel like you have a backup tool if you needed it. And if you never looked at it once, you have peace of mind knowing that you have kind of a cheat sheet there. So I usually bring a notepad with me, or a portfolio where I'm holding my resume copies. And then I just have like a 1-page note, kind of cheat sheet is what I call it, really, that highlights all the key interview questions that I've prepared for. And then instead of having a ton of detail there, it might just have the highlights. Like an example might be, if it says, you know, what are your strengths? Then I might have 5 bullet points that say, you know, I know how to do, you know, I'm well researched, or I'm intuitive, or whatever the different strengths are that you want to highlight. So if someone asks you a question like that, you have a blank, you can kind of just look down at this cheat sheet, see strengths and go, oh, there they are. There's a couple of key bullet points that'll keep me on track.
So you're a coach who works with introverts. Do you have any case studies or stories of introverts who succeeded in a job interview? And what made the difference for them?
I think there's a lot of successful introverts overall. And the one thing, you know, when I think about them and I read about them, like someone like Bill Gates or Einstein or Warren Buffett, the one thing that I notice across all these introverts is that they honored their introversion. And they really tapped into all their introverted characteristics to find success. You know, Warren Buffett always talks about, he always spends a ton of time reading and learning and still sharpening his skills in business. And most of his day is spent doing this. And it's really him tapping into being an introvert that's driving that learning and that success. And I think, you know, it's the people that aren't fighting their personality type and that they're not wishing they were different. They're just utilizing their natural strengths to really find that success. And I think some introverts, I know for myself, for many, many years, I didn't feel comfortable as an introvert. I didn't really even know what it was or, you know, how it impacted my personality. And so for a long time, I just felt like I was kind of broken. And I think it was through Susan Cain's TED Talk, really, that it was like, oh, it's introversion. There's nothing really wrong with me. And so, you know, for me personally, I spent so much wasted time and energy on wishing I was more extroverted. When if people could kind of learn early on the value of introversion and tap into that, they could utilize those strengths and have really strong success much earlier on.
Great point, Amanda. That reminds me of two thoughts I'd like to share. One was that idea of finding out later in life that you're okay. You know, we've talked about that before, Jen, but I think as introverts, we just tend to be later bloomers. We first figure out who we are on the inside before we tend to make an impact on the outside. And that's different from most extroverts who look at their impact on the world and use that to determine who they are. So it's okay if you're taking time to figure out who you are. But I would like to recommend a resource once you get some more experience and start to kind of figure out who you are. I don't know if you guys have read the book Do What You Are before, but I found it to be a really handy resource. It helps you to identify your Myers-Briggs personality type, which we also have an assessment in the show notes if you want to check that out, which is a great test. But once you know your personality type, you can go to the section of the book with people like you, and they've surveyed those people, and they have three case studies of people doing jobs they really enjoy that are your personality type. And then my favorite part is just after those case studies, there's a list of 10 bullet points, and it's the top 10 things that people like you would want in a job. So it's just so practical and meaty. I think it's worth checking out and definitely worth the price of the book. I have two copies of it personally, but it's been a really helpful resource over the years.
So if you need a copy, just go pick up Bo's second copy. Just stop by unannounced, show up.
Or
he loves that.
Or you could, you know, how about Amazon? Amazon's great. I love online stuff. Thanks, Jen. So Amanda, you've shared a lot of great stuff today. Getting down to really practical steps, what's one thing you'd recommend our listener try in the next 14 days?
One thing I'd recommend is, especially if you're going to be in the job market and you know that you're going to be interviewing soon, I'd recommend getting really honest with yourself and making a list of everything that really scares you about interviewing. And, you know, as an example of that, you might say, oh, my voice cracks when I get nervous and I'm so afraid that might happen in an interview. Like, what you can do is just make a note of all these things and then dig into it a little bit deeper and think, well, why does that even happen? And is it because maybe you're not confident in your answers? And what you can do is, once you've kind of dug into all the fears that you have around the interviews, you can really reframe all of those fears to something that will help you think of them a different way. So instead of thinking, oh, my voice cracks when I'm not feeling very confident, you can write down, I answer all interview questions with confidence because I've rehearsed my answers and I'm sharing valuable information to the interviewer. Nice. And what you can do is just write these down as positive affirmations. And what, even before you go to bed at night and when you wake up in the morning, you can read through these. And it actually starts to condition your brain to think of the interview in a different way. So instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous about these core anxieties that I have, you're kind of thinking of it in a completely new light and saying, hey, I've done the preparation, I've done the research, so that it really downplays a lot of your anxieties and it starts to play up these new positive affirmations that you're thinking. And it'll reframe how you think of the interview going into it. And it'll really start to prepare you in a way that most people would never think to prepare themselves.
I love that. And we could apply that advice to a number of different situations. Like if you're an introvert who gets nervous at a networking event or going on a date or something like that. I mean, all things that I personally dread. Mm-hmm. That can be a great tool there too.
Yes, definitely.
So Amanda, what are one or two resources you would recommend to introverts who have some job interviews coming up or are looking for a job change?
So we covered a couple of those already. The StrengthsFinder assessment was a big one that I would definitely recommend. And then that Good & Company assessment to really understand how your strengths fit into different companies. And then I think Bo also mentioned the Myers-Briggs testing as well. All of these are really good, strong resources to help you really gain insight into yourself and what types of jobs are right for you. And I think a big piece of that, too, is making sure that you interview for the jobs that are right for you. A lot of times someone will call you for an interview and say, hey, you know, we really like your resume, but something inside of you is kind of saying, I don't know about this one. So the more you can know about yourself and what your strengths are and what you care about, the more you're going to reserve your energy and your time for the opportunities that are a best fit for you.
I love that. Amanda, thanks so much for all that you've shared today. How can our listener learn more about you and what you do?
Well, they can go to risingintroverts.com. And then on the homepage, listeners can download the complete guide for how to nail the job interview, which goes through each step in more detail, includes the top 10 interview questions that you can use to prep for, and then also links to free online strengths tests that they could utilize.
Awesome. Amanda, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Jen. I really appreciate what you do for introverts. It's just really awesome to connect with other people that are doing positive things for introverted people. So really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Introvert Dear podcast. Make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on future episodes. If you enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. And remember, there's nothing wrong with being quiet and spending time alone.